Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Harbi Akashom Le'Abasi Yitzchok. We're holding in Moed Katan on Daf Vov. The Gemara in Amudal brings the opinion of Rabbi Yudo that says that when you have a field and you're not sure if there's a cave over there, you don't rely on the signs or the different signals that the field has, but Achi Yeshem Zoken or Talmid. You have to have an old person or a Talmid Chacham, then he's going to tell you exactly what happened over here, if there is a cave, if there is any chashash of tumor or not. Says the Gemara, Omar Abaye, Shema Mino Yusifim here, Tzuvah Merabonan, the Mechachem, the Ika Bemata, that he is in the city, Kol Mili Demato Alei Ramyo. Anything that happens in the city is on him. He's responsible for it. He needs to know what is Tome and Tor. He needs to know what is happening in the city. Is the Eruv Kosher? Is the Mikvah okay? Is the Kashrus fine? Everything is a responsibility all the time. And we find that the Sfarnor learns this from a Pasuk in Chumash. Because in Parshas Vayechi, when we speak about the Bracha of Yisachar, who is the Tavi Chochem, it says, Yisachar Chamor Gorim, Roivetz Ben HaMishpasayim. Sfarnor explains, he has two Masois on him. He has two loads that he's carrying. And then the Pasuk continues and says, Vayet Shichmoy Lisboil Vayi Lemas Oivet. So says the Sfarnor, what is Yisoivel? There's two loads. One is the Ol Torah, and the other one is the Oil Tzibur. He's responsible for the Tzibur. And he brings the Gemara over here that Tamei Chacham is responsible to whatever happens in the city. That is the responsibility of Yisachar. A similar drasha says the Netziv in the Emek Dover on the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim when we're talking about Egel Arufo. So there it says when he speaks about the Kohanim, that the Kohanim, Bom Bocher Hashem Elokecha, L'shar Solevorach B'Shem Hashem, they have to Mishar Hashem, V'al P'em Yeh Kol Riv V'Kol Nega. Every fight and every Nega will be responsible, the Kohen will be responsible for it. Says the Netziv, what does it mean Yeh Kol Riv V'Kol Nega? Anything which is Ben Odom L'Chaveiwer, or anything which is Ben Odom L'Mokim, the Onshim of Shemaim, and all, it's all responsible of a Tamei Chochem, as the Gemara over here says. Everything that happens in the city, the Tamei Chochem is responsible for. And just two ha'oras to add to this. One is I saw in the Rav Zalman Sorotzkin brings in a hesped that he gave that Yeshua became the manik of Am Yisrael. Why was Yeshua chosen to be the manik? So the Medrash tells us, the famous Medrash, that Yeshua was misader as Avsalim, u'poyres et ha'machtzalois. He was the shamish. He was the one who took care of the shul or the bismedrash of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the simple understanding of the Medrash is he was a Mishoris Moshe with all his might, with all his Mesiris Nefesh. But as Zalman Sorotzkin says, according to our Gemara, this adds to what Yeshua is. Yeshua has the quality of being a leader, of being the one responsible. Because a real Tamei Chacham, a real leader, is the one who's responsible not only for teaching Torah, but is responsible for everything that happens to Klal Yisrael, everything that happens to the people are surrounding him. Yeshua showed these qualities when he took care of everybody else in the Mishmedrash. So it showed he had these qualities of a leader, the qualities of Tamei Chochem, who is responsible not only for Torah, but also for taking care of everybody else. And a second in Aura, I saw the Alter Mikelem says that although there is this responsibility of Tamei Chochem to take care of everybody else, it cannot come on the cheshbon of his learning. The learning comes first. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Eruvin Daf Samaches. Now the Gemara there says that the mavoy of Rabbah and Abaye had no shituf. Why not? Rabbah, it was too chosher for him to take care of it. And Abaye, says the Gemara, he was tarid no begirsoi. He was busy learning. And one may ask, how can he be busy learning? We just learned over here in the Gemara Moed Katan that the responsibility of the city is on him. Answer is, the responsibility of the city is on him only as much as doesn't take away from his Torah. But if it takes away from his Torah, then the Torah comes first. And to conclude, there's a story. There are Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, Zitzal, who used to be the Rosh Hashiva in Be'er Yaakov. He also was the Rav of Be'er Yaakov for a while. But then he retired and decided to focus only in the Yeshiva. And he came to the Briskerov to tell him, I'm not the Rav anymore. I quit my job as a Rav. Told the Briskerov, doesn't really help you. Because based on our Gemara, the Tamei Chochem in the city is responsible for the city anyway. So regardless if you have the official title of the Rov or you do not have the official title of the Rov, you're still responsible for the city and everything that happens in the city. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.